Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sid City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Young Dolomite, check us out. We got something new tonight. My man Tom a little under the weather. He can't make it today. He's kind of ill. So, as y'all know, the show must go on. So, taking his place, I don't have one, but I got two co-hosts tonight.
Hello.
I got the beautiful Butter.
How y'all doing tonight?
Got the ever sexy Janine. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
All right.
Okay. So now, you know what that means, right?
Time to get it started.
That's a threesome all night long, right?
For sure.
Of course.
Threesome all night long, baby. I got a threesome going on tonight, baby. What's good, y'all? Holla at your boy.
Well, I would like to start off by saying today has been the most. I've been horny all day long. And I'm having these feelings. I want to know if anybody out there can tell me, is there something that happens to women on a regular basis that they get horny like this, or am I just a freak?
It might just be natural.
I mean, you feel that same way sometimes?
Yeah, of course.
That
well, you just gotta have it all the time.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do get that. At first, I thought it was something wrong with me, but no, it's not me.
It's not you. I'm glad to know that.
I have so many things going through my mind.
Yes.
Y'all both say that this is natural, and hey, far be it for me to say anything different. I mean, what do y'all do about these cravings? I mean, okay, you say you've been running around here like this all day. Then what are you doing to satisfy your cravings?
Well, I have other things occupying my time, you know, earlier, so I wasn't able to do anything about it. But I planned on, you know, getting it before the end of the night is out. I planned on making sure that I release all of this tension. You know what I mean?
SamCityDotBruce.com. Hit the chat room, people. SamCityDotBruce.com. Hit the chat room.
Yeah, I plan on it.
Y'all men not the only one that keep a list. Little black book.
Come on now.
All right. I understand y'all keep a list. You keep a list. I keep a list. Everybody keep a list.
Yeah.
But now, if y'all keeping this list and y'all doing this and y'all doing that, I mean, how do y'all come to that other person? I mean, this is just like, okay, I'm horny. I want some. I mean, you still got to be subtle with it, don't you?
It depends on which person you're trying to get in touch with. Like,
exactly.
I have a friend who I let him know today I was horny, I was ready to get it going, and I need to know what his schedule was looking like. You know.
Okay. So now let me ask you, does that frustrate you?
Does it frustrate me?
Yeah.
When I can't get it? It seems like I smoke more, yeah. Yeah. I got to have it, you know. And when I don't get it, then I feel, oh, I don't want to catch an attitude, you know.
Okay. All right, so now that's my thing. That's the point I'm trying to get across. So you can't get it, but you got attitude with somebody else because you can't get it.
I'm going to try my best to keep my attitude to myself, but if you continue to, you know, talk to me or push my buttons, then I'll let you know why I have the attitude. And depending on the person, you want to help me out or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't discriminate. If a female want to help me out, she can help me out. A man want to help me out, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Very interesting. And, hey. But, I mean, me and you was chit-chatting earlier.
Yeah.
Now, I'd heard, I think it was the Good Rev. The Good Rev was on here a while back, and she had made a mention about Father Time's Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, well, you ain't use no protection?
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to ask you. I mean, me and you were talking about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the forms of protection that women go through, because, I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. There's been a lot of cases where motherfucker like, you ain't got the rubber, fuck it, because I ain't got nothing but a birth control pill.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the diaphragms and all that other shit you spray all up in you, I mean, do y'all use that?
I know that I have never in my life used a diaphragm. I've seen one before, and it looked too difficult for me. It looked like, you know, I wouldn't be able to enjoy myself.
Well, they even have female condoms now, but I've never used any of those.
Yeah, I me either. I've heard about those too. The only protection I've used was condoms.
Condoms. Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, I don't even like condoms. But I have to use them because, you know, you never know what that other person is doing. But for some reason, I don't want to say that I'm allergic to latex, but I have issues with it every time. Every time I use a condom, I have an issue afterwards.
In other words, you just like getting raw dog.
I do. But, you know, I can't get that, you know, from everybody. It's just a certain person that I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know for sure I don't have to worry about nothing with that person.
Well, that person you trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm feeling that. Now, y'all seem to be on point about this. Like I said, I think I chose the right two ladies to help me out with this show here tonight.
Thank you.
Like I said, Fog Time me a little ill right about now, so I guess, we got to sit down. We're going to hold it down for him. You know what I'm saying?
I have a question. Have you ever used the new stuff they got out? They have a commercial about it, too. When one meets the other, they explode. What's that? You know what I'm talking about?
Is that KY?
Yes.
KY stuff.
Yes.
What is that supposed to be?
Honey, oh, my goodness. From what I understand, I haven't used it.
Uh-huh.
But a friend of mine said that it actually works.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to try it out one day. I am, just because. But,
okay, so now, one of y'all puts the hot on and one puts the cold on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So one puts hot on, one puts cold on, and y'all meet in the middle, and it's supposed to be this big
explosion.
I done seen the commercial. Her hair all over her head.
Yeah.
She's sitting there looking at the day.
Yeah.
I done seen the commercial. Looks interesting.
Uh-huh.
But now, do we trust that? Do we trust that? Because, of course, you know, media is going to hype it up to look better than what it is. So, I mean, do you actually trust that?
I mean, I've tried something. I don't know what it was, but he put this stuff on me that numbed me.
Oh,
I didn't like that.
No,
what
I wasn't
trying
like
to go. He was trying to get that anal. That's what he was trying to get.
What? That's what his plan was, huh?
Yeah, I mean, was it like a little gel, like a little red type gel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what he was trying to do.
Yeah, you put it, you slide it on up in there, or... And it's supposed, I don't know, but I mean, I heard it's supposed to numb you, and that's when he can, you know what I'm saying? Y'all not supposed to feel as much pain.
Wow. So he could sneak it on up in the back.
I'm glad that
right,
he didn't act a fool, because I probably would have whooped his ass.
I mean, I'm surprised that you ain't know what that was.
Oh, well, you know. I know a few things. I know a few things. You know, I have been out, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't call me butter for nothing.
I'm saying shit. Go get the margarine. But check this out, y'all. Hey, look here. We got some phone lines on. We see we got people listening. Y'all want to get in on the topic? Just press that number one button. We do what we do. We're going to have fun. Network. Parlay. You know what I'm saying? I had a little fun with this tonight, you know what I'm saying? I know we said we was going to be more news-orientated, but, you know, tonight, I mean, my man ain't here, so we gonna kick back. We gonna
XXX Raider.
Right, what they say? Well, the guards, the way the inmates going to run the site. You know what I'm saying? So, if y'all, anybody talk to Father Time, and he asked y'all what kind of show we had, we were talking about the State of the Union. We didn't bring up none of this stuff. All right, y'all got it.
What?
We're going to talk about Barack Obama. We're going to
Yeah, we could talk about how sexy Barack is, and I would like to sit on his face. Yeah, we could talk about that.
I'm always trying to sit on somebody's face. It's
the
first one. It's upset when you wake up with a dick in your face.
Well,
why you got your dick in my face? Why you got your dick in my face?
I ain't going to say that. I ain't
going to
say that at all.
It's not because you have your dick in my face, as long as you don't come in my face.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you at all. As long as it smells appropriately, I don't have no problem. I will. It needs my attention. I assume I'm gonna take care of that.
Exactly.
Okay, we're gonna go to this song, and we're gonna be right back. We're gonna get into this. And just because of you, I'm gonna play this song just for you.
All right.
Together.
Here tonight, so I'm having me a threesome tonight. Me, Janine, and Miss Butter. Sound good to me.
Thinking about, yes, I'm
just thinking about. You know,
well, I was dead like that today, so I can't complain.
And I will, but.
I
want to
throw it in your face,
Father. Hey, it's okay. It's all good, because I'm going to get it before the night is over with. You understand? Please believe me. I'm going to get it.
Y'all way worse than us men. Y'all know that, right?
How you figure?
Exactly. Exactly.
Come on, man.
Why you
y'all
say
walk
that?
Y'all walk around here in your little business suits and your little, you know what I'm saying, at work and do all this. The whole time y'all thinking about fucking just as much as we are, if not more.
That's a natural thing for a man and a woman to think about.
But the thing is, you know what, I feel like as much as women want to have sex and as much as men want to have sex, if they would get their shit together,
mm-hmm.
then it would
you
be
would
so much
it.
Easier. So
exactly.
much easier.
You can get it whenever you want it.
Okay,
all
now,
day.
Hold on. Now I got to ask a question. What do you mean, your shit together?
Some of these men, they got their shit together. You an exceptional man, you know? You can't help that.
Oh, yeah, well, I thank you for the compliment. But, I mean, what do you mean that they ain't got their shit together? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to elaborate here. I'm trying to figure out what you mean by these men need to get their shit together. As far as, what, working, you know what I'm
it's
saying, the bedroom.
It's men out here that don't have it together on any level, you know. The only thing they got is their looks, and that's all they, you know, they depend on. And some of them got good dick, and that's all they depend on.
Hold the phone. I'm not finished.
It's men out here that don't want to work. They don't want to keep a job. It's men out here that they know that they're good, so they don't know how to just be content with that just one. She gonna give it to you every time you think about it, and if she ain't giving it to you every time you think about it, that means find a new one. Don't mean just add a new one.
Well, I don't know about that one.
I'm all about adding a new one.
I mean, not like that. That's totally different. If it's agreeable, yeah, but.
But then some men are just too scared to come out and be open to their woman to say that's what they want.
Yes, that's true, too. That's true, too.
Before we even switch gears, I know you didn't. I mean, for every one man that you find like that, I guarantee is four women who don't work, who relies on their bodies and their looks, don't want shit out of life but to get fucked, get high, get drunk. And get some motherfucking clothes.
Oh, it's ignorant. Those are not women.
Shit, they females. And now they'll tell you a stupid motherfucker because you ain't out here getting it like that. So I'm not saying either one of y'all or the ladies on here, but I'm pretty sure y'all know. Y'all know somebody that done fuck for a damn Fendi. I ain't gonna say Fendi. I'm gonna say Gucci. A Gucci purse. Y'all, and the motherfucking purse wasn't even real. The purse ain't real. Your ass done fuck for a motherfucking knockoff or outfit so you can wear to the club. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Honestly, I had a friend who showed me this watch, and I hope she ain't listening. She showed me this watch. She showed me this watch, talking about her dude got her a watch, a Louis Vuitton watch, and I saw this same Louis Vuitton watch and Family Dollar, dude, for real?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I could look at it and tell it wasn't real. But I wasn't staring at it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh, that's sweet, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have nothing bad to say. But,
well, now, hold on. Let me ask you. Was it the fact that he gave her a knockoff watch, or the fact that she fucked him thinking she got her a real watch? Because I mean,
she fucked him thinking. No, if he if he just had thought of her and he just wanted to go get her a watch because she don't know, she don't never had the time, or she always asked him, that'd have been a different situation. She thought this nigga gave her a Louis Vuitton watch. She was bragging on it like heavy.
So fuck it, she thought she got Louis Vuitton watch.
Yes.
And she got Louis Vuitton.
Bragging on how, what she did to him and how she did him and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
Now, did she do this just for the watch?
I mean,
I would hope not.
I don't know. I don't know.
You got something out there that we'll just for that materialistic stuff.
Well, that's what they worth. That's what they feel they worth.
I don't know. I hope that wasn't the case. But, if I'm going to do it like that, I need my bills paid. I need, you know what I'm saying, to be taking on vacations. I need all kinds. I mean, just you know, I can buy my own clothes.
And,
exactly.
And that you would do. And that you would do.
I know that's right.
I mean, if we're in an established relationship, all that, okay, I don't mind giving you whatever. I don't mind trying to spoil you. I mean, hey, I probably can't buy you everything, but I'm going to try to get you something. But now, if we just fucking and you think every time you give me some ass, I'm supposed to check
that's
out
the that's what
thing.
It was seeming like every time they had sex, he would show me something that he gave her.
Well, at least it could have been real.
I mean, really, that's what I'm saying. That's less than $10 at Family Dollar, and you
exactly.
Yo, I know my booty worth more than $10.
Now, hold on. Now, if we sitting there, you know what I'm saying, and I gave you a, I seen something that I thought would look cute on you. Now, it didn't cost all that much money. But, you know, it was what I had. You going to look at me and say, oh, my booty worth more than this?
No, I'm going to be like, oh,
no.
Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, that didn't sound too convincing. We got callers on here now. I need to hear somebody else telling me. I need to hear somebody else telling me about this because I don't really know. But hey, check this out. I got a question for you ladies. This is a topic me and Janine hit on earlier when we were conversating. The brawling. Would you fight for that man? Well, have you fought for that man? Have you ever fought for that man? I mean, have you ever just, I mean, let's say you called him up, and you like, hey, this motherfucker, I fuck this. I'm gonna fight this bitch for my man. Well, hold on, we got a caller. We got a call chiming in. What's up? Ram.
Hello.
Ram, what's happening?
Hey.
How y'all doing? Hey.
Fine.
Yeah, I had to push one on that one. Yes, I have, and that was the last fight I got in, and I said I wasn't going to fight anymore about any man.
Well, you called dude up, and you fought old girl?
Yes, I did, and the reason I did it was because I gave her ample opportunity to be respectful. This is my was about to be my husband. I gave her ample opportunity to be respectful. I told her, you know, why are you calling like this, you know? And I told her what it was, and she told me, well, I don't care what you got to say. He paid my electric bill. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. I don't mind you paying your electric bill because my kids buy candy with money like that. Your electric bill couldn't be more than $50. And she was like, well, talking about what she was going to do to me. I said, well, you being disrespectful, I tried to come to you as a woman, but since you want to be disrespectful, I'm promising you this ass woman. It took me 3 months to catch her. But when I did catch her, I caught her on the first of the month. I guess she was out shopping or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for a house at the time, but I happened to see her, and I followed her to Walmart and waited for her to bring her ass out and fucked her up real quick.
You follow her at Walmart?
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Where that applause? Where that applause at? I want to...
Exactly. Because whenever she gets with you, it's going to get her.
Yeah.
And then, but while she was talking all that shit, I said, we really don't know who you're fucking with because I know all about you. I know
mm-hmm.
you got your phone in your daughter's name. I will
have
the utility check from coming. You really don't know who you're fucking with.
Wow.
Damn, that's wild.
She wanted to keep talking crazy, so I had to get her.
Okay. Wow. Oh, no, we got a new caller calling in. Hello, caller?
I'm going down.
What's up? Big boy.
You
know. What's up, big boy?
I'm trying to stay a regular on this motherfucker.
What's up, man? Check it out, big boy. You ever had a woman fight for you? You ever had some women fight for you?
Yeah. I ain't talking about name physically fight, but shit, they exchange words. It was real heated. It could have almost got that, you know. But it ain't no.
So, what was you thinking? What was you thinking while they was getting ready to do this?
Man, shit, I was gonna let them go ahead on rumble. Shit. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't thinking shit. Shit, I mean, I ain't want them to fight, but. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, why would you let them if you didn't want them to fight?
I mean, shit. If motherfucker haul off a swing on the motherfucker, shit, hey, go ahead. I ain't finna stop. Let a motherfucker whoop my one motherfucker and not let her defend herself back, shit. I'm moving out the way.
Okay, so what if the one that you faithful, you in a relationship with, what if she getting her ass whooped?
I'd be like, damn, if that was you on that ground, bitch, you get your ass whooped, man.
Wow.
I know y'all had made it home.
Okay, so now let me ask about it. You ever fought?
Hell no.
You ain't never fought over a man?
Hell, as far as I've gotten with words, I've gotten words, you know, had words with a female.
Well, I have a story.
But, oh, no, no, I'm not.
Today, what happened? I know you the fault.
You know what? It ain't even about fighting. It's about respect. Just like, you know, Felicia was saying, it's about respect. You know, me and him was living together. We owned this house together. And he thought I had went out of town. Now, me and him was in it anyway, so both of us was doing our own thing. But it's about respect. This is both of our house. So I wasn't out of town. I was hanging out with my friends, and I stopped back by the house. This bitch in my house. She in my house in the basement just chilling.
Damn.
Watching my TV.
Hold on, Jadine. I don't mean to stop your story because I really want to know what happened. But... I understand you say it was y'all house. It was
uh-huh.
y'all house. Y'all bought the house. But
mm-hmm.
had y'all broke up or y'all just got into a fight?
No, we had broke up. We weren't together. We weren't together, but because we were living together still, because we had bought this house together, we had broke up. And we had just both came to this that we going to raise the kids together. But, you know, stuff like that don't work out. We were young. You know what I mean?
So y'all were still living together?
Yes. Because we both own a house together.
Oh, okay, y'all. Both still living together. All right.
Yes.
Continue. continue on.
So I didn't know where he was at. I heard the TV downstairs, so I went downstairs, because that's where I was going anyway, because I needed to get something. She downstairs watching TV, and I'm looking like, who the fuck is you? You know, and she was like, she said her name, whatever. And I said, who said you could be over here? And she was just like, Keith invited me over here. He said I could be over here because this is his house. I said, oh,
damn.
This bitch that lost her damn ass. It was.
Did you hear
I don't. I'm not a talker. I'm not a talker. I don't talk. And I ain't saying she wasn't lying. I said, you got 5 seconds to get up out of my house. And she sat there and crossed her legs. I threw this bottle. This bottle, it was like a big old jar. It was just a big bottle. And I just threw it right at her head. She ducked. And it broke up against the wall. So he comes downstairs. He grabbed me so she can run out, okay? Because she had to go through me in order to get out the house.
Right.
So now me and him wrestling, okay? I done picked up this knife.
Oh, Lord.
Because now, man.
You just called a murder rap.
Okay.
Oh, I don't be playing. Don't fuck with me like that. You don't disrespect me like that.
So did the girl
y'all ain't got no scary news for that?
Tell me the bitch got up and ran. Tell me she ran, please.
Yeah, because after she saw me cutting him, because I was cutting the shit out of him, I wasn't fucking playing.
Damn!
Yeah.
How you trying to hold me back and you disrespecting me in my house?
Mm-hmm.
I cut the shit out of his ass. Every time he tried to grab me, I cut him. And she ran past. I tried to grab her. That was crazy. I grabbed her by the foot while she was. Why y'all laughing?
Yeah. Don't
say that.
Well, hold on. We got two new callers. We got two new callers calling in. All right, hold on. We're going to get them on now. Hold up. All right, caller. Well, I know who this is. This Candy, right?
What up?
Hey.
What's up, Candy?
How you doing?
All right. How
what's
you
up,
doing?
Sweet thing?
All right, check it out. We got another caller calling in. Hey, caller, what's happening? Hello? Yeah, what's up?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. What's going on out there?
What's happening? This Big Buck Daddy out soon.
Buck Daddy, I'm just
Ah, what's up? That's my nigga Uncle Luke. What's going on?
That's bad scandals. The dude living downstairs and the woman living upstairs.
Yeah. You gotta think that. I mean, yeah. All right, Janine. What was the sleeping arrangement like? I mean, was he entitled to that company, or y'all do your thing and y'all just go the other way? I mean, how did this work?
No. If I'm not allowed to have company, he not allowed to have company. That it should be fair then, because he didn't want me to have company. So he the one had a problem with it. So if you don't want me to have company, then you shouldn't have company. And then every once in a while, me and him were still hooking up.
Okay, but did you have company? Did you try to have
company? No, I never brought a guy. I don't disrespect. I don't do that. And I never brought a guy over to the house, never.
I like your style.
I mean, to me, it's about respect. I wouldn't do something like that. I mean, if you go, you know, we living together, you want to go out, do whatever you want to do, get a hotel, whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but don't bring
right.
her back to the house where our kids live at. I mean, the kids were seeing her and everything.
Mm-hmm.
How disrespectful is that?
Maybe it's fun. Maybe it's fun. I need to break up.
I mean, we did, but, yeah, but I was chasing her ass down the street in the alley. Oh, if I would have got her, I would have been in jail.
You should have used your Barnell skills.
My what?
You could have used your bow and arrow skills.
Pocahontas, exactly. You know how to use that arrow.
If I would have got a hold of her.
What's going on now? How you living now?
Oh, how I'm living?
Yeah, how you living now?
She living single.
Exactly. I'm in my own shit.
Your own shit?
Yes.
Pause for that one.
I know when he was sitting there, when he had her down in the basement, I know he was just like,
I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
No, he was taking a shower. He was in the shower, so I guess they was getting ready to go somewhere or something. So he had just got out the shower, so he didn't even know I was in the house at first.
So he getting towed up.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, once you start cutting me, I have to hit you with the ice.
Oh, so you done lost your motherfucking mind.
She's lost your motherfucking mind.
Oh, okay, so did he put his hands on you? Or was he just taking them cuts?
You said, did he put his hands on me?
Yes.
Yeah, he tried to, like, wrestle me to the ground and stuff.
Okay, did he hit you? Did he grab you?
No.
Did he fist you or any of that?
No, he didn't do nothing like that. Because, what he was trying to do, he was trying to protect her. He knew I was crazy. And when he let her get by me, he threw her his car keys. That's how she got away. Now you ain't got to bitch your car. Now I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, Lord. Did you cut him deep? Did he have to get stitches?
Yeah, he had to get stitched. I felt bad about that because the police was called and everything, and I went in the bathroom. You know how you be looking so disheveled because you done just been through all this shit? I went in that bathroom. I fixed myself up. I came back out. The officer was like, anything going on? I was like, no, I'm good.
Damn. You dirty motherfucker.
I came out that bathroom like a 360, like it wasn't nothing going on, because the next door neighbors had called the police because they saw me chasing the girl with a knife down the street.
Hey, big boy. Hey, big boy. Now, had they called her while she's running down the street, I know what she would have been saying then.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Hell yeah. She could have killed that bitch.
Yeah. Right.
Boy, ain't nobody had to stop you either.
No.
Right, man. I would have felt sorry for that.
Wait a minute, man. I got one more for you, because I know what old boy was thinking. I know it. What's his name? Chief? I know what Chief was thinking.
Oh, little tank out of bed.
Well, her predator-looking ass, I'll never forget her. Look, she looked like the damn predator. Half her face was a whole different color.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, man, where you found out?
I don't know. Some gutter somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. He could have took her down by the lake.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Well, hold on, y'all. Hold on now. We ain't get a chance to ask Chandy. Chandy, you ever have to squab over your man?
Yeah, I tried to beat this chick up, but, you know, baby daddy protected her and shit, but it's all good.
I shut the street
down trying to get that hoe. Funny as hell. I ran the block that day.
Gangster.
Well, you know. Have I ever had an ordeal of that nature? I think I did. Hey, I had one where I had a friend of mine. I took him over. I mean, we was at my mother's house. I had a friend, and my girl pulled up. She pulls up, and You know what I'm saying? My boy, he tried to warn me. He hurried up and ran. He ran upstairs and he told me, "Hey man, your girl downstairs. So I look at the girl like, "Hey, a woman downstairs. Do y'all know this bitch is like, I ain't going nowhere." I'm like, "You what?" He's like, "I ain't going nowhere." I'm like, "No, yes, the fuck you are." So I'm trying to get her out the door. So 9 by 9, y'all already know. My girl, she upstairs, she in the room. Who this bitch? So I'm like, "This is a friend of mine. She just worked with me." Do you know the bitch's friend? The bitch's friend came in the room like, "Oh, I got your back." So that, you know, that just sent my girl into a frenzy at that point in time. Oh, that was ugly. Let me ask. All right, y'all done did the fighting. Hey, y'all ever been the woman that got caught? Anybody been the woman that got caught?
Oh, my man.
I've been caught, y'all. Can you believe it? Me?
I ain't never been caught.
Me neither.
I mean, now, when you got caught, now, buddy, that was you that said you got caught, right?
Yes.
Okay, did you tell on old boy? Did you know what I'm saying? Did you try to help cover for him? What did you do?
What you mean?
I mean, because I know he didn't just come out and say, yeah, this old girl I'm fucking around with. I know he came up, he tried to come up with some type of lie.
I thought you said, did I get caught?
No, have you ever been the girl caught?
Oh. No.
Well, you mean to tell me ain't no girl ever got caught? Every girl on here, ain't nobody got caught.
You mean caught, like, what do you mean?
Like, okay, you the dip. Okay, put it like this, you the dip, you would do, you know he got a woman. But this woman that caught y'all.
Yeah, I've been caught like that.
Damn.
What you do?
I do shit, because she knew better than to fuck with me.
Exactly, you better go talk to your man.
Damn,
exactly.
Said,
go talk
off.
To your man.
I ain't it. That's all I would have said if I would have got caught. You better go talk
exactly.
To him.
Okay, now. I'm a woman of few words.
Well, I've been caught before, too, though.
Me, too. I've been caught. Oh.
All right, so what do y'all do when y'all got caught? I mean,
well,
like
what
I
did.
I'm gonna see whether I'm gonna say okay, baby, we can work this out, or okay, which one? Let me hear what you did. You got caught, Felicia. You got caught.
Yeah, I got caught. You know, it was after a football game, and I was with the other dude, and I seen my son's father walking up, and he was just happy to want to fight, so I drew back as far as I could, and when he got up to me, I bust him in the eye.
Should
I have to get him before he got me?
I wasn't expecting that when it all.
Shit, if you know they're going to get you, shit. Yeah, I knew I was busted, but hell, I said, hey, oh, he's finna get me, so I better get him first.
Oh, wow.
Well, now, I was trying to see which one am I going to go with, but I'm going to have to go with this one on you.
Oh, so you done lost him on the fucking mind.
You done lost him on the fucking mind. Mother.
Well, I knew what he was going to do, so I did it first.
All right, mother, now you said you didn't get caught, too. What did you do to get out of it?
Oh, my goodness. It was like, ooh, he didn't show up on time. So my boyfriend, we were staying together and everything, but I had was engaged like maybe a month prior to meeting him. So my ex-fiance popped up on New Year's Eve with a bottle of Moet and was like, and maybe an hour after he was over there, my boyfriend knocking on the door, like, with two bottles, and I'm like, oh, my God.
How did you get out of it? We know you
called. I couldn't cry, but I just opened the door and let them in. And
so they won't sit now.
My ex-fiance putting his shoes on, talking about I'll be out your way in just a minute. And he left.
You know you got to get this one, too.
Oh, so you done bought up on the
Damn, that nigga got up politely and just left.
Good morning.
How you doing? What's your name?
Melanie.
Melanie, what's up, Mel?
Hi.
What's going on? I see you chimed in. You must have been one of them that got caught.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I want to hear what happened to you. What you do? What happened?
Well, I was seeing two guys at the same time, and I was with one of my guys over at my girlfriend's house. The other one just decided to drop by. So I have both of them in the same room with me at the same time. I introduced both of them. We all sat down. We was all conversating and everything. I got comfortable. I had one rubbing my feet and the other one rubbing my head.
Dang.
Did y'all hop on the train? Hold on, let me get this right. These brothers knew that you was fucking around with both of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they both said, well, fuck it. I mean, well, you get the beat, I'll rub the head.
They both knew kind of each other. They kind of both, like, knew each other's names. And when they were both in the same room, they would have rather just been around me than not be around me at all.
Wow.
Damn. So was that good?
I'm assuming one was rubbing your head, the other one was rubbing your feet, and they met up in the middle.
Wow.
I mean, where else can they go?
I'm just so. But goddamn, man, you
got to play.
You are.
I mean, Mel got some shit that'll make you come back like thunder, boy.
Goddamn, man, what you doing?
I don't know. Needless to say, a week later, they both got in a fight over me.
Damn.
Well, hell, I mean,
how far away are you?
Man, we're in Indiana. What's up?
I'm in Indiana.
Are you?
All right, man. Now check this out, man. We need you to go to fancity.spruce.com. I need you to make a thing.
She want to know where I'm at. So I told her where I was at, Indiana.
Oh, okay. But with a story like that, even though that she said they broke up with her, for her to have one rubbing her feet, one rubbing her head, I want to make her featured member of the week. I mean, she got to make a page. You got to make
Give
a page.
Give her something good on that, boy.
I want to make you the featured member of the week.
I'm not sure they broke up with me.
You said they didn't?
They never broke up with me.
Damn, man.
Shit, man.
What you had going on, man? I'm just curious. What did you have going on? I'm just curious.
I guess I have more like a men's mentality, and I know how you guys play, and I can play too.
Okay.
Mel, Mel, now you listen to me. You listen to me, baby.
Yeah.
I understand that you got a nice mentality, and that might be all well and true. But, baby, I'm going to tell you, it was more than just your mentality that made them two motherfuckers stay there. You must got that niggity spit down there or something, because two motherfuckers are just sitting there looking at each other. Two men? Do you know how that was? Like two bulls staring at each other. They was ready to fight.
Man, right.
Damn. And you wind up having one rubbing your head and the other rubbing your feet.
And they was all trying to get to the cream.
Everybody trying to get to that cow's milk. Man, I ain't mad at you. That took some serious game to pull that off.
Well, it ain't her fault. They shouldn't have just dropped over her mouth like that.
Man, they motherfucking mouth must have been mad at Wap dropping it. I'm talking about.
I don't know, but. That one there, man. Goddamn. We gonna go to song, we gonna come right back. That one with Mel there, that was something else.
Hey, Mel, right. I'm curious, Mel.
We be right back.
Got to do it right, we can't take it too far. because it's only four nights. Despite the one night, I like when we was fucking, titty sucking and straight bumping. We both busting, girl, you never want this night to end. It's coming closer, I guess we stuck on being friends, because it's over, one night.
Alright, y'all, we back. We back. That was the boys' grind family with Gary's own Wayne Blaze doing that hook. My boy doing big things. Y'all got to check him out on YouTube, man. He all over there. Check him out, Wayne Blaze. Man doing his thing. Name?
Yes.
Check it out, man. Remember that one topic we hit on? You asked me about? I forgot what you called them. What did you call them?
Lot lizards.
Yeah, the lot lizards. The lot lizards.
Uh huh. Yes.
Who knows what a lot lizard is? Do anybody on there know what a lot lizard is? Rev, you know what a lot lizard is?
I sure don't.
What about you, big boy? Big boy, you still here?
Yeah, man. I'm
having
business right now. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah, all right, man. Yeah, you know what a lot lizard is?
You really do not.
No.
Okay.
That is crazy.
What about you, ma'am? You know what a lot lizard is?
No.
Okay. All right, now, you got us all stumped. A lot lizard.
Well, I guess it is a big secret. It's just the women that goes to the lots where the truck drivers be at, you know, where they park, and the truck drivers call them the lot lizards.
Hell no. Truck stop whores.
Basically. But it's like a secret. It's like a big secret society or something. Like truck drivers have a certain CB channel that they tune into to talk to each other about it. You know, if they find one or see one, they pass them along to other truck drivers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be at work listening to it.
But now they just be on there like, all right, we got a lot living over there on Pier 30 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how it be.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You learn something new every day.
And then they'll leave their CB on and listen. You know, you can listen while they doing it.
Oh. They pulling one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I used to be like, oh, I love my job. I learn something every day.
I know, right? Oh my goodness! I would go just to hear that. Like, oh,
I used to talk to him like I was on the lot, but I really wasn't. He used to be so hilarious.
So you was a pretend prostitute. What?
She had the game down. She had the game down.
So much fun.
Okay, okay. Hey, Mel, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, now check this out, man. We normally, we usually hit somebody off, you know what I'm saying? Since you the new booty, I mean, don't, you know, no pun intended.
No, booty.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not offended by that, are you, sweetie?
No.
Yeah, don't.
Please don't be.
Yeah, don't be offended. We usually
look for one exciting story. Usually Janine always got them for us, but since you're the new kid on the block, what you got for me? Give me an exciting story.
Real exciting.
You got one for me?
I have to get back to you on that one.
You say what now?
I have to get back to you on that one.
Oh, my God. Oh, he must be sitting. Him must be sitting right there.
You
say what now?
Ain't nobody sitting here with me.
She has to think about it. She has to go down her repertoire.
Yeah. Well, Big boy, she
ain't
nobody sitting there with her.
Yeah, ain't nothing like me. I get over there like the Jetson spacecraft, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, where you at?
Well, I got a story for y'all.
Well, wait a minute. Right. Hold it. Stop the press.
Well,
let's hear it.
Yeah, I found it kind of interesting. I got blackmailed one time. It was, okay, a guy came home. He was locked up for a minute. And he came home, but while he was gone, I had something going on while he was gone. And the other guy told me if I didn't come to his house right then, and right now, he was going to tell everything.
Damn.
So what did he make you do?
Shit, he made me come there. Shit, of course I went.
You went, and you was on time.
Yep, I was on time. And I went, and it was done and over with, but I got blackmailed for a minute.
So, how long did he take you through the
process? Hello, what did he blackmail you for?
Telling.
You say what?
Also, he gonna tell on you. So, you know what? I'd have had you coming over there. But nigga,
I'm saying yeah. Why did he want you to come over there? Is that though?
What'd you say?
He wanted to tell. You know what he wanted.
He didn't want to let it go because I had the snapper. He didn't want to let it go. That's all
he wanted.
Not
the snapper. The snapper dugout.
Yeah. Snap your hands, baby, if you got it.
But once I realized that it was just a bluff, I had to cut it off.
He was gonna be using your ass a lot.
Hey there.
You'd have been at Victoria's Secret every night. I want to see a new color. I'm feeling pimpish tonight, man. Come over in the red. Match your shoes. Match your clothes.
Rev, you think you would have did all that?
Hell yeah.
You think you would have did all that?
No,
if he would have had
that
coming up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Come on now.
No, I wouldn't have did all that. I mean, I went a couple times, but... After that, I was
like, what's a couple times? Like five or six?
Like two or three.
Oh, okay. You was close.
Right. You was close.
I'm telling you, I'd have had you coming in every color. You'd have to come every color with a different color on every day that week.
Nah, mm-hmm. I had to put an end to that real quick because
he was getting out of
hand.
I
was playing with fire.
Every time you got to set my phone right there where you just seen all, what, any number but that last number down. I ain't got no baby person's last number.
Get your ass over here.
No, what really happened was I flipped the script because he had somebody himself, and I was like, well, shit, if he do that, then I'm going to do this. And that was the end of it.
You should have been thought about that, then.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking that way at that point in time.
Well, it must have been good to you too, then.
Exactly. That's a act. I mean, we got somebody new. We got a new caller on. Caller, what's happening?
Hi, this is Victoria from Crystal, Minnesota. I'm not new.
We're going down.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm Crystal in the city of Crystal, Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay,
baby. I know it is.
Cold as hell.
Yeah. I know y'all freezing down now.
Yes, it is.
Well, we gonna invite you into a happy hour right now, you know.
Right. Let's come
right.
on in to San Fede.
Come on in and get warm with us.
Yeah. Five the time it has, I'll cheer you up.
So what's going on?
Let me ask you, Vicky, you got any secrets?
Yes, I have a lot of secrets. 14 degrees right now.
I don't think that's no secret. I think everybody know that down in Minnesota. Well, you been? I mean, we got a topic going on. We've been asking a couple of questions, so I'm gonna let Ms. Butter hit you off. Ms. Butter, you got something for her?
So basically, how is the night going? You got any plans for this evening?
Yes, I already got. Yes, I'm getting ready to do that. The three S's.
What's the three S's?
Sex, sex, and sex.
That's what I'm trying to hear. What's up?
The bathroom, shave, and the sink.
All right.
Well, bathroom don't sound
so you shave for your man or your woman? I don't know.
Is it snappy?
If they want, yeah, I shave for them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, what is your plan? Like, do you have a plan for how you want the night to go? Like, what positions you gonna give them? What you gonna?
Yes.
That's right, Bladder.
Huh? Do women have situations where they sit and think about how they're going to break it down to them? First, I'm going to ride them, and then I'm going to break them down and give them a little doggy style. Mm-hmm. Do women think like that?
That's too much thinking.
That's too much thinking, ain't it?
Yeah, it's too much thinking.
She led it right up in line, boy. She ain't taking no motherfucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Tell her more, girl. Tell her more.
Uh-huh.
I like to be surprised, a surprise flip or something.
Yeah, she sure looks like she's shell shocked.
So, I mean.
Like butter, baby.
I know. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Say it again.
Yeah, she had melting sides, boy. She had melting sides.
Say it again.
Like butter, baby.
Hey.
Yeah, you know.
Grease that tail, baby. Grease that tail.
Y'all off the track. Check it out, y'all. Now, look here. Now, I ain't going to tell y'all too many more times now. Y'all want to let this $100 get past y'all. That's on y'all, but y'all know we got the sexy pic contest going. Ain't nobody want to submit no pictures. Hey, $300, I keep them up on it, right?
I mean, you know.
I got my pictures.
You need to pass her pictures.
I'm doing that.
Yes. They will be on there tomorrow.
You don't know about the contest, boo?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, y'all.
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Let me explain this to Victoria. Vicky, baby, you still here with me?
I'm here. Victoria's here.
Okay, now we got a sexy pig contest. Now what you got to do is you got to get on sandcity.spruce.com. You submit your sexy picture, and the sexy picture, the winner get $100.
Wait a minute.
You're
talking about $100.
We're
not talking about
$100. You say what now, baby? You're breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
I said you're talking about $100. We're not talking about 100 pennies, are we?
No. We're talking about $100, baby. $100.
Okay.
I mean, but now you got to be in by February 1st. February 1st is the deadline. Anything after February 1st will not be taken.
Y'all need to come with it, because I didn't came with it. Okay, baby girl. Hey, well, I got an extra contest, too. Whoever want to send y'all pictures to my phone, I got an extra 50 on the side, you know. No bullshit. It's real serious here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to paint a picture.
Say Mona Lisa.
So what you saying is, this Victoria,
what's
so what, let me understand this. So then, as soon as I go on, the website, right?
Yes, sandcity.spruce.com, S-T-R-U-Z.
Right, as soon as I go on there, I present my sexy four-figure picture. That's okay.
Now, the winner going to be announced February 18th.
And who's picking the winner?
We is.
We have a panel.
Who's on the panel?
There you go.
Ah, said the captain.
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to seduce the judge. No, there will be no seduce to the judge. There will be no seduce to the judge.
I'm going to have to keep a close eye on you, Janine. Look at me.
That must be butter, ain't it?
Yes, it is, baby.
Baby, you licked at a motherfucker, boy. Shit.
I like to be. You know, I got to do that.
Come on up here, butter.
Hold on, big boy. I know you're ready to get greased up, my brother, but where's your page at, man? You ain't got no page on that
either.
Hell no. You can't reap the benefits now if you ain't a member.
He said, "Hell no."
Man, I gotta get. I'm gonna get one made up. Don't worry about it. I'll be right up there, I'll be over there. Holler at you.
Come on down to the cave, man. Make your Sin City page. Mel, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Baby, I mean, $300. You ain't down?
I thought it was $100.
Huh? You say what, my baby?
I didn't hear either.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
You ain't trying to get this $300, baby.
Can't be. I don't know. I'm not so picked
up. Oh, boy. So, Jermaine.
Yes.
Like, what is wrong with a woman wanting to have sex all the time?
Nothing. Nothing at all. There's nothing wrong with you.
Now, you just knew it was me, huh? I said, with a woman, look.
Hold up.
I know, right?
Hold on, we don't actually see if it's just y'all two. I told y'all this is info, but Fred, who's squirting? I heard info, that's all. I was through for a minute. All right, hold up. Hey, Rev, you go ahead.
What'd you say?
I said, is there something wrong with a woman wanting to have sex all day?
No, I don't think it's anything wrong with the woman that wants to have sex all day, although I'm not one of those women. But I do know people that are like that. And there's nothing wrong with them. I mean, that's just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want, I mean, I don't know nobody for what they want and what they do. I just don't have enough time in a day. I mean, if I had enough time, I would.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time in a day, but those that do, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Candy? Candy?
Yes. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I knew you wasn't going to see nothing wrong with it. That's why we love you so. Victoria, what about you?
You like the car, it's like the bull. Keep it going. If he turn around and get soft, that's what a woman there for. And if she turn around and get wild, hey, that's what some baby oil or that's what his lips and tongue is for.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, I like your style.
You up and front with that goddamn.
Boy, you done warm Minnesota up. I'm pretty sure with that statement alone, you just set Minnesota on fire.
Yep.
All right, We coming down to the last minutes, man. Hey, like I said, we had a ball tonight, man. Check this out. Party ain't got to stop. ZenCity.Spruce.com. Hit that webcam. Get in that chat room. I'm already in here.
Who the fuck laughed?
I'm having my Millers. So we're going to end it like this. Rev, any last words?
Goddamn.
I thought it was a nice show tonight. Not too political.
Yeah.
It was just right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Big boy, what's up, man? Any last words?
Oh, man. God damn it. You put on another show, man. And I had a bomb. I ain't catching the beginning. Yeah, I'm going to hit you one of them mic cams, though. Goddamn.
Oh man, I'm enjoying myself, man.
You know, I'm on here tomorrow too. Fuck it.
All right. Come back. Hit the chat room. We ain't got to end this. Candy.
Yeah, you know, I'm supporting the movement. You know.
Good show.
Thank you. Victoria, you got any last words for me?
I mean, what y'all got planned when y'all get off this?
I'm going to go on the website.
Get on that website, baby.
ZenCity.Spruce.com, baby. Come on, hit me up. Get on now.
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Janine, father.
Yes.
I really enjoyed myself tonight.
Yes, I did too.
This was lovely.
Okay, that's what's up. Like I said, y'all, hit ZenCity.Spruce.com. We'll check y'all out tomorrow. Holla.
Oh,
gonna be hypnotizing. Won't you come on and ha ha ha.